Well, God bless you. Welcome to the Wonderful Words of Life radio program. We are going to be in Matthew chapter 28 in this session, and we're going to be talking about the resurrection of Christ. And also, I'm going to offer 10 proofs from the scriptures that Jesus was raised from the dead. But before we get started, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We always look to and depend upon the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us into truth, who's the one, Lord, that empowers us to live godly in Christ Jesus. And Father, we enter into this time in the Word of God to glorify your name. And we bless you, Father. We thank you in your wonderful name, the name of your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, we're in Matthew chapter 28, and we're beginning in verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, did the keepers shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee, and there ye shall see him, and lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail! And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's reading through verse 20. Now, I want to give to you 10 proofs that Jesus rose from the dead, and these are all from the scriptures. The first appearance of Jesus was to Mary Magdalene, as we have read. Mary Magdalene, one of the women who first told the disciples Jesus was raised from the dead, ran back to the tomb following Peter and John. Arriving at the tomb, Mary remained outside weeping. And after Peter and John left, she looked into the tomb and saw two angels sitting where the body of Jesus had been laid, one at the head and one at the foot of the stone slab. And the angels said to Mary, Woman, why are you weeping? Mary evidently did not realize the two men were angels and replied, Because they, thinking in her mind, either the guards or the authorities, have taken away the body of the Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Mary, who had turned to walk away, noticed there was another man standing beside her, and he asked, Woman, why are you weeping? And she, supposing it was one of the gardeners, said, Sir, if you have taken him somewhere, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Then the man said to her, Mary. She turned and recognized the man was Jesus, and she cried out, "Rabboni," which in Hebrew means master. And she reached out to clutch him, but Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, do not cling to me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Then she went and told the disciples what had happened. Now the second appearance of Jesus after his resurrection was to the other women. Later on Sunday, the Lord appeared to the other women who had come to the tomb to anoint his body. He met them in the way and greeted them as the one raised from the dead. And the women bowed down before him, embraced his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus told them to go tell my brethren and Peter to go to Galilee and wait for me there. And while all this was happening, the soldiers who were charged with guarding the tomb fled into the city and reported to the chief priests what had happened. The elders assembled to figure out what to do, and they agreed to bribe the guards, telling them to say the disciples came at night while they were sleeping and stole the body of Jesus. They pledged to protect them and see to it no harm would come to them if the governor heard of it. So the soldiers did what they were told, and this deception was believed by the Jews. Now, the third appearance of Jesus after his resurrection were to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. On Sunday afternoon, there were two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. One of them was called Cleopas. As they went along the way, the two talked about all the things which had transpired over the last few days in Jerusalem. And as they walked, Jesus drew near and appeared to them in such a way they didn't recognize him. The Lord asked what they were talking about, and they told him about all the events which had taken place in Jerusalem. And Cleopas asked, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And they said unto him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yes, and certain women also of our company astonished us, which arrived early at the tomb. But when they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the tomb and found it even as the women said, but him they saw not. Then the Lord said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And as they reached Emmaus, the Lord would have pressed onward, but the two disciples constrained him to dine with them because evening was approaching. So the Lord dined with them, and as he took bread, blessed and broke it to give to them, seeing the prints of the nails in his hands, immediately the eyes of the two disciples were opened, and they knew it was Jesus who journeyed with them. Then Jesus vanished out of their sight. And the disciples, looking at one another, said, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm telling you, in the presence of Jesus, that is when, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, that is when the scriptures are opened to us, amen, and our hearts burn within us, and the living word then begins to talk to us by the way, And the Holy Spirit is He that opens up to us the Scriptures. Praise God. That's why getting into the Word of God and getting into the spirit of prayer is so very, very important to us today. Amen. All right, now here's the fourth appearance of Jesus after His resurrection, and it is the Lord appearing to Peter. The two disciples left that same hour and, returning to Jerusalem, went to where the 11 disciples were gathered. And they told them, "The Lord has risen indeed and had appeared to Peter." Then the two disciples recounted what happened on their way to Emmaus and how Jesus became known to them after He blessed and broke bread. Praise God. And then we remember in this instance, it was Sunday night. And when Jesus first appeared to the disciples, Thomas was not with them. But later on, about 8 days afterward, and we'll look at this as we go along, Jesus appeared again to the disciples, and this time Thomas was with them. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Come here, and behold my hands and my feet. And take your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas fell on his knees and worshiped God and said, "Thou art the Son of God." Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we weren't there when Jesus appeared to the disciples. We weren't at the empty tomb when the ladies came, and when Peter and John entered the tomb and saw the grave clothes laying on the stone slab where Jesus was laid, and the napkin that covered the face of Jesus neatly folded by its side. We didn't see any of that, but yet we have the record of it in the Word of God. And if we believe the Word of God is true, and archaeology and other historians have proven that the Bible is accurate without a shadow of a doubt, amen. If we don't believe that, then we're not going to believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we do believe the Scriptures, amen, then we do believe that Jesus was raised from the dead for our justification, so that we might be made right. God vindicated Jesus by raising Him from the dead. And what that means is that God justified the work that Jesus did upon the cross in His death and burial, and vindicated Him by raising Him from the dead. Praise God. And because God raised Jesus from the dead, all those that believe in Him, though they were dead in trespasses and sins, are raised up with Christ, and they're made to sit in heavenly places with Christ. Hallelujah. Justified, declared, made the righteousness of God in Him. Praise God. What a tremendous, tremendous work Jesus did in His resurrection. All right, now here is the fifth appearance of Jesus after His resurrection, and this is to the disciples on Sunday evening. And on the same evening, the Lord appeared to the 11 disciples while they were staying. The door was shut when suddenly the Lord appeared among them and said, "Peace be unto you." The disciples were terrified and afraid, supposing they were seeing a spirit. And the Lord said, "Why are you so afraid, and why do you reason in your hearts? See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see me have." Then the Lord showed him His hands and feet, but they still thought what they saw was too good to be true. So He asked them if they had anything to eat. And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish, which He ate before them. This convinced the disciples that it really was the Lord Jesus and not a spirit. And then Jesus said to them, "Peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Ghost." The actual Greek says that Jesus breathed on him the breath of God, the breath of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And He says this, "Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. And whoever sins you refuse to forgive, they are not forgiven. So these 11 that Jesus breathed on, they received the breath of God. And what is the breath of God? Well, the breath of God is the Holy Spirit. That's when these 11 were born again. But notice, they didn't receive the new birth until after Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen. Now, the only disciple who wasn't present with them when the Lord appeared was Thomas. When Thomas arrived, they told him Jesus had appeared to them. And Thomas told the others, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Notice Thomas didn't say, I can't believe it. I can't believe it until I see it. No, he didn't say it. He said, I will not believe. That is an unbelief. That is the type of unbelief that incurs judgment. But in this case, instead of choosing judgment, Thomas chose mercy. Praise God. And this is the sixth appearance of Jesus after his resurrection, his appearance to Thomas. To the disciples when Thomas was with them. 8 days later, the disciples, including Thomas, were behind closed doors when Jesus suddenly appeared in the midst of them, and he said, Peace be unto you. Then the Lord said to Thomas, Reach with your finger and behold my hands, and reach with your hand and thrust it into my side, and do not be faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered, My Lord and my God. Jesus replied to Thomas, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me and yet have believed. In addition, the Apostle John recorded this statement in his gospel, and he said this, Many other things the Lord did in the presence of his disciples, but they were not written down. But what we do have written down is enough for others to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that whosoever may believe on him will be granted life in his name. Now, in the scriptures, every testimony has to be confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses. What we have here and what I'm reading to you today in this session is 10 different confessions, 10 different testimonies. And what John says here, these are just the ones that are written down. These are just the testimonies, the evidences of Jesus and his resurrection. These are just the only ones written in the scriptures. There's much, much more, praise God. And of course, all those testimonies, we'll just have to wait to hear them when we get to heaven, praise God. Amen. Now, the seventh appearance of Jesus after his resurrection was to the seven of his disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Lord instructed the disciples to go north to Galilee, and they did as he said, and as they were residing by the sea, they were waiting for their master to come. And while they were waiting, Peter said, I'm going fishing. And the rest of the disciples said they would go with him. And they fished all night and caught nothing. As the morning was dawning, Jesus stood on the shoreline, but the disciples didn't recognize him. And he called to his friends and said, notice that, and he called to his friends, my, to be called the friend of Jesus. What an honor. Amen. What a glory. What a satisfaction for Jesus to call us friends. And he said that we are his friends if we do whatsoever he commands us. Amen. Praise God. Now, we need to remember that the next time that we're tested when it comes to the love of God. We remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And that means that we instantly and constantly obey the law of love, which is the law of Christ. So he called to his friends and said, have you caught any fish? And they replied, no. And Jesus said, cast your net on the right side of the boat and you will catch some. And when they did, the net filled with so many fish, they could not by themselves pull the net into the boat. Then John exclaimed, it is the Lord. And when Peter heard what John said, he cast off his coat and jumped into the sea to swim to shore. The rest of the disciples were able to get the net full of fish to shore by means of a smaller boat, dragging the net of fish to the shoreline. And when all of them came ashore with the fish, they saw Jesus next to a fire of coals, cooking fish and some bread, and he told him to bring the fish which they had caught. So Peter brought the fish to land, and they counted 153 fish. What a haul. Then Jesus invited them all to come and dine. Come and dine, the master called. Praise God. Amen. As they sat around the fire, Jesus took the bread and fish and gave some to each of them. And sitting around the fire after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" Peter replied to him. Now, Jesus was speaking not just of the disciples, but he was also speaking of the fish. Amen. And that goes back to Mark chapter 10, verse 29, where Jesus said, "Whoever has forsaken father, mother, sister, brother, husband, wife, house, possessions, for me in the gospel, he shall receive 100-fold in this life. Father, mother, sister, brother, wife, husband, lands, possessions, 100-fold, and with persecutions now. I tell you what, you start talking and preaching prosperity, people are going to come out against you." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's all true. It's all true. Praise God. Now, that is the one, the disciple, that's the servant. That's the minister's blessing, the one that forsakes all to follow Jesus. Amen. He is rewarded with the 100-fold return in this life. Amen. Praise God. Then Jesus invited them all to come and dine. And as they went around the fire, Jesus took the bread and fish and gave some to each of them. And sitting around the fire after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" And Peter replied to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to Peter a second time, "Simon, son of Joseph, do you agape me?" And Peter again replied to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The third time Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, son of Joseph, do you agape me?" Simon, son of Jonas, do you phileo me? And Peter grieved because Jesus said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" Said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I phileo you." And Jesus said again to him, "Feed my sheep. For verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young and girded yourself and walked where you would, but when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you where you would not." And Jesus said this to Peter, letting him know in what way he would give up his life and by what manner he would glorify the Lord. Then he said to Peter, "Follow me." Praise God. And that's what he's saying to you and me. Follow me. Praise God. Now, the eighth appearance of Jesus after his resurrection was to more than 500 people on a mount in Galilee. And after 40 days, the Lord appeared to more than 500 brethren and said to them, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." He also said that certain signs would follow those who believe, that they would cast out devils, they would speak with new tongues, they would take up serpents, and if they were given poison to drink, it would not hurt them. And he said that they would lay hands upon the sick, and the sick would recover. Now, the church has been doing this for 2,000 years. Amen. Praise God. Now, the ninth appearance of Jesus after his resurrection was to his brother James. And the Lord appeared to his half-brother James after his resurrection. James, along with the rest of the sons and daughters of Mary and Joseph, did not believe the Lord was the one to come. But when the Lord was raised from the dead and appeared to his brothers, two of them, James and Judas, followed the Lord into the gospel ministry. James eventually became the first pastor of the church at Jerusalem. Praise God for that. Now, finally, the 10th appearance of Jesus after his resurrection. These were his last words to his followers before he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. Just before the Lord was received into heaven, he appeared one more time to his disciples. He strictly charged them to tarry in Jerusalem to wait for the promise of the Father, for John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. He gave unto them the great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, to everyone everywhere. And he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that does not believe shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow all those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands upon the sick, praying for them now, and they shall recover. Then he led his followers out of Jerusalem to Bethany, and after he blessed them, he ascended into heaven, and they worshiped him there and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. See, that's an outward sign of the new birth, is having great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a testimony of the work that God did through the Lord Jesus Christ in bringing us to new birth and making us children of God. Hallelujah. Able ministers of the new covenant, not only giving us the wells of water of salvation, but pouring out upon us the gift of the Holy Ghost and granting us power to be witnesses throughout the world. And for the last 2,000 years, that's what the church has been the business at, preaching the gospel everywhere. Amen to everyone who would be willing to listen to it. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that through his precious blood and through his resurrection, we have life as God has it. We have Zoe life. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you were to die today, that you would be prepared for heaven? If you're not sure, then I encourage you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, I come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. I repent and ask you to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I surrender my heart and life to you. By faith, I believe I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you for receiving me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed this prayer and desire to know more about the gift of Christ that the Heavenly Father offers you, then email us at rbtc86@gmail.com. We will be glad to answer your questions promptly and provide you at your request with materials that will help you to grow in your faith in the Lord Jesus. This is Patsy Dunning. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. And let me remind you to tune in to this station at the same time next week to hear more of the wonderful words of life. God bless you, and remember what Jesus said. It is the Spirit who gives life.